All right, Dave Fleming back with you for a final few moments here on our Giants game broadcast. Post-game version, the Giants come from behind and beat the Dodgers 4-2. Before we get to the highlights, let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. Just a quick run-through on some of the scores. Padres had a strange, very long day in Atlanta, playing a doubleheader to make up for a rain postponement from Monday. They got the first game in 3-2. Padres beat Atlanta. Then the second game was underway in the fifth inning, and the rain started, and they waited for 3.5 hours. And finally, that game was suspended rather than making them wait even longer. The Padres leave in town tonight. So they were at the ballpark for, what, 14, 15 hours, something like that today? And they'll have to resume that game, I guess, when the Braves come to San Diego later in the year. We'll see how that plays out. Diamondbacks beat the Pirates 6-4. The Rockies beat the Mariners 6-3. Marlins over the Nationals 3-1. Mets had a good day. They shut out the Cincinnati Reds 7-0 and watched the Braves lose and the Nationals lose, and then they watched the Phillies lose. Yankees beat Philadelphia in 10. So the Mets gained on just about everybody in the National League East. Red Sox and the Rays both won in the American League East. Yankees did too. So sort of a stalemate day in the American League East. Cardinals beat the Cubs in extra innings 3-2, the final score in St. Louis. And, of course, the game in L.A., Giants and the Dodgers, the big game of the night in Big League Baseball. And the Giants got the win. It's time now for our Honda highlights. Wondering what makes Honda so special? Ask anyone who owns a Honda. They'll tell you about the legendary dependability, the great gas mileage, and the incredible lease offers you can get right now at your NorCal Honda dealer. For more information, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. Well, it was Urias against Logan Webb. Really good pitching matchup. Both guys, I thought, had great stuff tonight. Giants came up in the first inning against Urias, who got the first two hitters out, but then Mike Yastrzemski was the batter. 1-2. Fastball. That one is hit to right field and well hit. Going back on it, Beatty, all the way to the wall. It is gone! Mike Yastrzemski puts the Giants on the board. It's another home run for Yaz, number 16. His fourth since the All-Star break. Second in as many nights, 1-0 Giants. So Mike Yastrzemski's gotten hot with the power swing here since the All-Star break. He hit two on Friday in St. Louis, then hit one last night, now one tonight. He's got four home runs since the All-Star break, 16 on the year. The Giants had the 1-0 lead. We did not know at that point the Giants would hardly hit a ball hard for the next seven innings against Urias and company. He just pitched great tonight. It didn't take long for the Dodgers to answer in the bottom of the first. Chris Taylor, what else is new, came up and on the second pitch of the game from Logan Webb launched a home run, his 14th of the year, his third in the last 2 days. So Taylor's home run tied the game 1-1, and it would stay that way for a while. In fact, into the bottom of the fourth, while Urias sort of put it into cruise control, Logan Webb really did the same thing. He retired the side in order in the second, retired the side in order in the third. In the fourth, he did issue a leadoff walk to Matt Beatty. Will Smith hit into a fielder's choice. Cody Bellinger hit into a fielder's choice. So he was then the runner at first base with two down, and A.J. Pollock was the hitter.
Now a fastball driven down the right field line. That is a fair ball and into the corner. It bounces out to Yastrzemski. Heading for third, Bellinger. He's going to be waved home. And the relay throw goes right by both Solano and Ruff. So Bellinger scores from first. The walk ultimately turns into a run in this inning. 2-1 Dodgers.
And it was one of just three hits that the Dodgers had against Logan Webb. He pitched great, but they made their hits count tonight. Pollock knocked in the run. It was 2-1 L.A., and for a long while it looked like that was just going to be the score when the game came to an end, because the Giants were not mounting anything against the Dodgers. The one real chance they had in the fifth inning, Tyro Estrada led off the inning with an infield hit. After moving to second on a sacrifice bunt, he took third on a wild pitch, but Kurt Casale popped out, and Logan Webb himself grounded out, and so the Giants did not score. They didn't get a base runner in the sixth. They got a little infield hit in the seventh. That was immediately erased by a double play, and they went down in order in the eighth inning. So this game went to the ninth inning with the Dodgers ahead 2-1, looking like they were going to make it two in a row against the Giants, and looking like they were going to tie the Giants atop the National League West. Giants have held first place all alone in the division since May 31st. But then the ninth inning happened. Kenley Jansen came in, and maybe the move of the night, maybe the moment of the game, was when Gabe Kapler sent Buster Posey up to pinch hit to start the inning. Just a stroke of genius, I think. And Posey against Jansen almost immediately lined a base hit into right center field. Just a beautiful swing and at bat. Giants sent Steven Duggar out to pinch run for Posey. The tying run was on base to start the ninth inning against the great closer, Kenley Jansen. The next hitter, Wilmer Flores, came up. Wilmer came into the at bat 0 for 8 in his career against Kenley Jansen. 99 career home runs for Wilmer Flores. A lot of big moments late in games in his major league career, but not many bigger than this one. Flores, quiet night, 0 for 3. Gabe Kapler has constantly pointed out how impressed he is with Wilmer playing every day. 1-1. Flores hits a high drive. Left field. This one is gone. And the Giants have gone ahead in the ninth inning. His first career hit against Kenley Jansen was a bomb, a two-run homer. 3-2 Giants here in the ninth. Wow. Wilmer knew it, that's for sure. He unloaded on a high fastball. His 11th home run of the year. It puts the Giants ahead. Just a great moment for Wilmer Flores. Without question, the hit of the game, sponsored by Pig in a Pickle, home of the best barbecue in the Bay Area. Visit them at piginapickle.com or in Corder Madera today. Now, considering that the Giants were not going to pitch Jake McGee tonight, McGee had gone two games in a row. The Giants have not used a pitcher 3 days in a row. That's just sort of a hard and fast regular season rule, at least. So they're just not going to do it. That's how they maintain. They hope the health of all their pitchers and effectiveness of all their pitchers. So McGee wasn't going to pitch. That meant Tyler Rogers was going to get the ball in the bottom of the ninth inning now that the Giants had gone ahead. And after what happened last night and what has happened in Rogers' career at Dodger Stadium, Giants could use a little padding to their one-run lead, and that's exactly what they got. Darren Ruff with one out, lined a double against Jansen into the right field corner. He was lifted for a pinch runner. Mike Tauchman, Donovan Solano worked a walk. Tyro Estrada worked a walk, and Kenley Jansen was taken out of the game to get the left-on-left matchup, Gonzalez against Lamont Wade Jr. with the bases loaded and one out. Wade struck out against Gonzalez. So two down. Giants needed something from Kurt Casale, and he worked the count in his favor, and then this happened. The 3-1 pitch on the way. Casale takes low, ball four. He draws the walk, and it's 4-2 Giants. That was close. Will Smith couldn't believe it. Victor Gonzalez couldn't believe it. The Dodgers are barking from their dugout, but the walk makes it 4-2, and the Giants will take it. Yeah, and even though then Gonzalez got the pinch hitter Jason Vossler, the Giants had that extra run just to make it a little less stressful for Tyler Rogers trying to exercise some demons at Dodger Stadium, and that's exactly what he did. He had to face Will Smith right away, the guy who hit the home run to win the game last night against him. He got Will to fly out to right field. Cody Bellinger came up. He bounced out to first. And the last chance for the Dodgers was A.J. Pollock. Pollock waiting. Rogers with the pitch. And it's tapped out in front of home plate. Casale's going to pounce on it. His throw to first is there in time, and that's the ball game. Isn't baseball a wonderful game? Tyler Rogers and the Giants totally turned the tables after what happened last night. The Giants with a come-from-behind win in the ninth inning. And they hold on to first place in the National League West all by themselves. In fact, they're up by two games now over the Dodgers. The final score tonight, 4-2, after an inspirational three-run rally in the ninth inning. There have been so many great moments and great games for this Giants team this year, but this one ranks near the top. 4-2 final, the Giants get the win. The player we give credit to for stellar performance, we're giving it to Tyler Rogers, just based on what happened last night. Sponsored by Geico, a proud partner of Major League Baseball. Wilmer Flores, certainly a worthy candidate himself. Time now for our K-Counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. Giants pitching had 9 strikeouts in this one and only gave up 3 hits to the Dodgers in this 4-2 win. So that sets the stage for the final game of the series. Last time the Giants will play at Dodger Stadium in 2021, at least in the regular season. Anthony DeSclafani, 10-4. Walker Buehler, 9-1. Great pitching matchup tomorrow. 7:10 first pitch time, 6:10 pregame on our flagship station, KNBR. Don't miss it. The Giants and the Dodgers again tomorrow night. Thanks to Darren. Thanks to Raf back in our studios. For John, for Mike, for Dwayne. Dave Fleming saying so long here. Great night for the Giants down in L.A. at Dodger Stadium. Final score, they beat L.A. 4-2 with the three-run rally in the ninth inning. You've been listening to the KNBR Northern California Honda Dealers Radio Network.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.